From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombings in Baghdad. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation today to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists storming the stronghold from various points. As the fighting begins, there are growing concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside the Islamic State-held city. UNHCR says it's receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. Also, more than 20 people are dead in Baghdad after Islamist militants exploded a series of bombs in and around Baghdad today. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he's quitting his post over the failure of UN-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohammed Alush linked his decision to ongoing violence by Russian-backed government forces. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University calls it an inevitable result of the breakdown in the U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities negotiated in late February.
Kept trying to put band-aids to it to keep some semblance of a process together, but it is inevitably falling apart, partly due to the fact that the regime has made gains over the last number of months with Russian and Iranian support. So really, they're in no mood to negotiate. They feel they don't have to negotiate or make the necessary concessions, at least from the point of view of the opposition.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he's not sure when the peace talks will resume. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a desperate fight in the countryside north of Aleppo. Days of clashes between moderate and Islamist rebel factions and the Islamic State group, which has mounted a fierce offensive on two key border towns, imperils rebel resupplies from Turkey. This is VOA News. A photograph published on the internet apparently shows a Japanese journalist who's been missing in Syria for nearly a year. Junpei Yasuda is believed to have been captured by the al-Qaeda affiliate Nusra Front after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. Japan's foreign ministry is analyzing the photo but has said that the man shown in the image is likely Mr. Yasuda. You can see that photo on our VOA website. Seek out the link at voanews.com. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
So far, 200,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year. And in the case of Italy, some 40,000 have arrived since the beginning of the year. And before these latest tragedies, about 1,700 had already been reported dead or missing. The reason why so many people are taking to sea at the moment and risking their lives is because they have no option. We have to give them the possibility to travel legally and safely.
The Italian Coast Guard says on Friday more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean. At least five UN peacekeepers from Togo were killed and one wounded on Sunday in an ambush in central Mali. Their convoy came under attack about 30 kilometers from Savari in the Mopti region. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The UN humanitarian coordinator for South Sudan has called for renewed efforts to distribute aid funds. Eugene Owusu says the UN has received only a fraction of the cash needed.
The humanitarian appeal that we launched late last year is today funded at only 29%. We need more contributions urgently in order to reach people in dire need across the country as they seek to regain their lives and indeed their livelihoods.
The UN has appealed for more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance for South Sudan, where an estimated 20% of the population has been forced from their homes by conflict. Relatives of a Pakistani taxi driver who was killed in a May 21st U.S. drone strike targeting the leader of the Afghan Taliban have formally lodged a police complaint against unnamed U.S. officials. Mohammad Azam was transporting Taliban chief Mullah Mansour when missiles fired by a drone struck their car in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province, killing both of them. In auto racing news, American and rookie Alexander Rossi won the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500 yesterday. 24-year-old Rossi beat out teammate Colombian Carlos Munoz by 4 seconds. This is Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.